as madness. And now I begin to feel it is disgrace. If anyone knows, it will be Lanyon. sign of the unpressable ideal, a spirit of enduring hatred. What kind of a man could cause that startling clause in Henry's will if he be Mr. Hyde? I shall be Mr. Seek. Mr. Hyde, I think that is my name. What do you want? I see you are going in. I'm an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's, Mr. Utterson of Bond Street. You must have heard my name, and meeting you so conveniently, I thought you might admit me. But fine, Dr. Jekyll, he is from home. How did you know me? On your side, would you do me your favor? With pleasure. What shall it be? Will you let me see your face? Now I shall know you again. It will be useful. Yes, it is well we have met. And apropos, you should have my other address in Soho, in case I have need of your legal services. And now, how did you know me? How did you know me? We have a description. One description. We have common friends. Common friends, who are they? Jekyll, for instance.
Thank you. beloved American poet, to Edgar Allan Poe. Wow. The poem El Dorado should be dedicated to the whole world of science, for we all seek the unattainable, the answer to all things.
Davy died a gallant knight in sunshine and in shadow, and journeyed long, singing a song in search of El Dorado. But he grew old, his knight so bold, and all his heart a shadow fell as he found no spot of ground that looked like El Dorado. The man, a pilgrim shadow said he, where can it be, this place called El Dorado? Over the mountains of the moon, down the valley of the shadow, ride, boldly ride, the shade may fly, if you seek for El Dorado. Wanting to speak to you, Jekyll. You know that will of yours.
My poor Utterson, you are unfortunate in such a client. I never saw a man so distressed as you were by my will. Unless it were that habitual pedant Lanyon, and what he called my scientific heresies. Oh, I know he is a good fellow, and I mean to see more of him. But a hopeless pedant for all of that. An ignorant, blatant pedant. I was never more disappointed in any man.
You know, I never approved of it.
My will? Yes, certainly, I know that. You have told me.
Well, I tell you again, I have been learning something of young Hyde.
I do not care to hear more.
What I heard was abominable. Announced to your servants that I was to have full liberty and power about your house,
and there can be no change. My position is very strange. It is one of those affairs which cannot be mended by talking.
Jekyll, you know me. I'm a man to be trusted. Make a clean breast of this incompetence, and I make no doubt I can get you out of it.
My dear Utterson, it is not so bad as that. And just to put your good heart at rest, I will tell you one thing. The moment I choose, I can be rid of Mr. Hyde. I give you my hand on that.
You are perfectly right.
I have really a very great interest in poor Hyde. I know you have seen him. He told me great, oh, very great interest in that young man.
And if I am taken away, Hutterson, I wish you to promise me that you will bear with him and get his rights for him. I think you would, if you knew all, and it would be a weight of my mind if you would promise.
I can't pretend that I shall ever like him.
I don't ask that. I only ask for justice. I only ask you to help him for my sake when I am no longer here.
Servants have all been advised that Hyde might visit at any time.
Thank you.